It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Darrell Conner. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, ever order your dinner on an app on your phone only to realize you've ordered a few more items than you usually would? Turns out that purchasing things with little to no cashier contact might have an effect on some of our spending habits. That's next.
First, a new investigative report finds that some Wisconsin National Guard units are failing to meet readiness requirements at a higher rate than units from neighboring Illinois and Iowa.
The news comes at a time when President Trump has called on National Guard members to go to the U.S.-Mexico border and to respond to various natural disasters.
Keegan Kyle is an investigative reporter for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's been following this story. Keegan, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, when we talk about readiness standards, it seems like there are different measures from state to state and in the nation. What kind of things are we talking about here?
Yeah, so in Wisconsin, they describe their readiness standards as a measurement looking at how often units are fully equipped, fully staffed, and fully trained to handle state and federal missions. In other states like Minnesota and Indiana, the numbers that we have look narrowly at medical readiness. So how often are soldiers healthy enough to respond? And then in other states like Iowa and Illinois, the numbers that we have available are a little bit more vague, but seem to align with Wisconsin, looking at kind of a general overview of how typically soldiers are able to handle missions.
And when we compare Wisconsin to our neighbors in Illinois and Iowa, where, as you were saying, they're kind of comparable measures, what do we find out?
Wisconsin numbers, the current snapshot, are lower than Illinois and Iowa, according to annual reports from those states and also annual reports from Wisconsin. So about a quarter of Wisconsin units are reportedly failing to meet readiness standards, whereas in Iowa and Illinois, the numbers are more in the 80% to 90% range.
And what have leaders of the Wisconsin National Guard said about these numbers and these comparisons?
The Wisconsin National Guard has said that the comparison is not fair because each state looks at its own local readiness needs as well as maybe federal readiness needs, and so the numbers don't exactly line up. They've also insisted that the Wisconsin National Guard, despite this statistical drop in its readiness, is fully capable of answering any calls that it needs to.
And you mentioned a statistical drop in readiness. What do we see when we look? You compared the numbers over time here in Wisconsin. What did you see?
So we looked at the numbers back to 2000, so more than 15 years. And almost every year, the readiness numbers are usually 100%. So 100% of units in the state are ready to respond to state or federal missions. But those numbers have gradually declined in the recent years, from 95% down to 82%, down now to 73%.
And what has the state's National Guard said about that decline in particular and why that might be?
Initially, their thought was that there's a nationwide shift in kind of defense strategy, and so they might be needing to do some new training to get up to those standards. They also suspected that a nationwide change in how the Army measures readiness might be influencing that drop as well. This week, we reported the Wisconsin National Guard shifted a little bit, and they more heavily blamed kind of a statistical change. So they themselves started measuring their readiness differently than they did years ago.
Talking to Keegan Kyle, investigative reporter for USA Today Network Wisconsin, about National Guard readiness in Wisconsin as compared to its neighbors. Rates are a little lower, at least according to one measure, how states measure themselves. And Keegan, you write that there are some federal standards and probably federal statistics on unit readiness. We, the public, and we, the press, don't get to see those numbers. Is that right?
Yes. So we've also talked with the National Guard authorities at the federal level about their readiness numbers and how they evaluate units across the entire country. And they have told us that those numbers are not public, and Wisconsin actually looks much better in those numbers, but that they are sensitive to national security, so we cannot see them.
And when it comes to state and what we can access as the public, I would think that each state would do things pretty similarly, but it sounds like, no, it's really radically different in some cases from one state's National Guard to another of how they measure themselves and how whether or not they release that data.
Exactly. So we also requested the same type of numbers for Ohio and Michigan, two other Midwest states. And Ohio required us to file a formal request, which remains pending. And Michigan didn't respond to our request at all. So public access to how readiness their own National Guard units are is very limited, and we're continuing to work on that.
Who is ultimately in charge for making sure Wisconsin's National Guard units are ready? Is it the National Guard themselves? Does the state government play a role? Who are the policymakers here?
Yeah, so the National Guard is more unique among military branches. It has a dual state and federal role. The governor of each state is the governor of Wisconsin is the commander-in-chief of the Wisconsin National Guard under the state constitution. But the Wisconsin National Guard gets most of its funding for training and equipment and a lot of other things through the federal government. So there's a lot of different fingers kind of in how the Wisconsin National Guard works.
And there are a lot of different things National Guard units can be deployed for. We've talked on this show about in the past about Wisconsin units serving overseas in places like Iraq and Afghanistan, or they can serve very close to home, filling sandbags for flooding. It seems like that might make it difficult to measure their readiness because there's so many different things they could be getting ready for, right?
Exactly. I think that's part of what the Wisconsin National Guard is saying, is that each state has different types of disasters that it typically responds to. They have different responsibilities in their own state, as well as they might be more positioned to help with federal missions or help in neighboring states as well. So that's kind of their point about, you know, comparing Wisconsin to other states can be very difficult. But again, there are actual national numbers that do that. We just don't have access to them.
And then with that number, the state's own assessment, about a quarter, as you said, of I think it was Army National Guard units didn't meet readiness standards. It doesn't sound like anybody you talked to was feeling any sense of panic or worry about this along the chain of command.
No, certainly not in the military. We did talk with some congressmen, so Speaker Paul Ryan's office, U.S. Representative Mike Gallagher, who both looked at these statistics and said it pointed to a nationwide need for additional defense spending. So they are concerned about where readiness stands today and believe that additional funding is required to help that.
You mentioned the Ohio numbers are still out there. Are there other measures of National Guard readiness that you are still in the search for as you report this story?
Yeah, we have some pending requests in other states with the federal government as well. And hopefully we might learn a little bit more about how the Wisconsin National Guard is performing, as well as units in other states.
Keegan, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Keegan Kyle is an investigative reporter for USA Today Network Wisconsin. He joins us today to talk about some Wisconsin National Guard units falling short of some of Wisconsin's current readiness requirements.